Good morning. We're continuing with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And in this new section, the Chovos HaLevavos opens our eyes to something perhaps we've seen many times before. I know a veteran teacher in a kindergarten. I remember going in to speak to her kindergartners about the Mishkan and presented a certain CD so that the children could see exactly how things were placed in the Mishkan and what the Kohen Gadol looked like. There was a certain image in the Mishkan and in the CD about the Big Day Kahuna and perhaps how they were established. After the presentation, she pulled me over and pulled out a book called The Tabernacle, and she showed me her image of the same eight Big Day Kahuna Gadola, eight of the Kohen's garments, yet in one, there was netting, in the other, there was not. And she says to me, "How come your version is different than mine?" I said I didn't know, but I would go back and look. She says to me, "It makes a very big difference. I'm a kindergarten teacher. The way that things are learned in kindergarten need to be correct from the beginning. Because I don't know if the image that I give my children today will ever change for the rest of their lives. So whether there was netting or no netting in this particular garment of the Kohen Gadol, it's going to make a massive, massive difference." I find her to be a phenomenal teacher who really gets what happens at the stage of life that she is dealing with. It happens to be that there were two versions. There was the opinion of the Rambam and the opinion of Rashi. The CD went with Rashi. The version in her tabernacle book followed the Rambam. But notwithstanding, the message about how important that which we learn when we are young it cannot be lost. On the other hand, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos now turns and tells us that, unfortunately, that is not an ideal way for us as students to live life. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, a person should go back over everything that he knows about Hashem, that he knows about the Torah, that he knows about tefillah, from the time that one is young all the way up to the present time. Spend time reviewing those ideas. See them as though you're seeing them new. Because when we think that we know it already, the knowledge that we have is at a kindergarten level. If we walk around saying, "I know that already," then what happens is our level of knowledge is shallow. No, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, if we review and see things deeper, then our awareness will be a deeper awareness, our appreciation a deeper appreciation, our knowledge and our connection deeper to Hashem as well. And so therefore the Chovos HaLevavos tells us, take time and learn things with a new freshness. As an example, think about how many times we've learned about the 6 days of creation. But yet the secrets of Masa Bereishis, the Mishnah tells us in Chagiga, are some of the greatest secrets of all time. And we have to be extremely careful in how and when and where we teach them to students. Now, if we already know everything from kindergarten, what's the point? Akedas Yitzchak gets read every single year on Rosh Hashanah and gets offered as part of davening every single morning. But if we walk away with our kindergarten impression of the old man taking the young man, the young child, to Akedas Yitzchak, then our version of Akedas Yitzchak makes no sense. Yitzchak was 37 years old at the time of Akedas Yitzchak. Does that change the way that we look at the 100-year-old Avram Avinu, 135-year-old Avram Avinu at the time of Akedas Yitzchak? The words Vayelchu Shnehem Yachdav, that they went together, make a difference to us? When we say Slichos and we recite the phrase Misha Anal Avram Avinu Bahara Moria, Misha Anal Yitzchak Benok Shenekar Al Gabei HaMizbeach, it changes from that image that we have in kindergarten of Avram doing all the work and Yitzchak just lying there. If we turn around and have a deeper understanding, we have different questions, different ideas, and come to different awareness of what our role is when we stand before God, even in situations of being passive or times where we're called upon to be passive, and how being passive
does not always mean passive in terms of service of God. There's depth in every word of Torah. There's depth in every parsha. And if we only stick with what Rosh Yeshiva or Chaim Goldach, as Atzal used to call, symptom haganenet, kindergarten teacher syndrome, where what we have is what we learned in kindergarten and nothing more, then we will live a kindergarten-level life and have a kindergarten relationship with Hashem. Think of something you've always known. Try it. Take some time out of your learning about perhaps even the Makos. Look at it in a deeper way than you did before. Has anything grabbed you deeper? Does it give you a deeper appreciation? Take time out of your day to think about it. And of course, in the process, our relationship with Hashem will be deeper, and our day will be greater. Have a great day.